This is just about our 15th try, but hello everyone. Welcome to our podcast that we have not yet chosen a name for, so that's fun. This is your host, Saf, and I'm sitting here with my can you stop?
I thought you said ho and not host.
Oh my god, yeah, I'm sitting here with your favorite group of hosts, Marie and Jackie. You'd like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Jackie, I'm 22, I think. Yes, I just turned 22. I'm very sorry about that.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it a thing to say nachträglich?
Yeah, it's belated.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. Now it's your turn.
Okay. I'm Marie.
Right.
With an IE, not with an Y. I'm 20, but I'll turn 21 next week.
I love that. No one knows your birthday.
I don't know how old we are.
No, wait, the week after. No, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you are 20.
Yes, I'm 20, and I am hilarious.
You sure are. I'm Saf. I'm 22, and I never fucking learned how to be a normal person. Hey.
Same.
So our podcast topic, would have thunk it, is in fact humor. And the specific thing that we have decided to focus on for today is internet humor, memes, and how internet humor throughout our lives has shaped our humor and the way we interact with other people. And as you may have already realized, because I do not know how many outtakes we're leaving in, we are fairly close when it comes to our humor. And we are also fairly internet driven when it comes to our humor, I would say. So
yes, I would say that as well. And also I think that might be because we all just kind of learned how to live with technology and like memes and stuff.
Right.
So we all just have the same kind of internet humor.
Right, exactly. I think we all grew up during like an age where computers were just about becoming a thing in a mainstream sort of way. People had them in their homes. Not everyone had unrestricted internet access really early, but it happened throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And by the time we were like young teenagers, viral videos and stuff were already a thing. So there was already a huge connection and humor that wasn't diversified in the way that you would maybe have it in TV stations and stuff, but it would be international humor spread all over the world, and there was more of a unified concept of humor, which then was later coined as memes. But I'm sure that a lot of you can remember very, very old memes, like the one with the dude from The Hobbit and the one with the penguin and the child. And it's really interesting that there's like actual structures to memes in the same way that they're structured to actual humor. But memes in and of itself thrive on the fact that they have a structure that is kind of an insider thing. You can't misuse a meme, otherwise it becomes funny in a different context, but you can immediately tell if someone's making a meme wrong.
This doesn't really have anything to do with what you just said, I'm sorry.
So you're wrong.
No, it's not like you're wrong, but I just don't know what else to say, because that's correct. I think you're right. I just also wanted to say that I think it's really interesting that memes have changed so, like, they changed hugely, not hugely.
Right, no, they did change
they
hugely.
They changed in this.
They changed
span,
a lot.
In the span of like 10 years.
Right,
maybe.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just look at this one meme with the beans.
Right.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Maybe explain the beans meme to the audience
so
they know what you're talking about.
Okay, so actually there are many different kinds of beans memes.
beans memes.
Like, I don't know, just a picture of a can of beans on the sidewalk and like nothing else. Like, that's just the one meme. Or we have the meme of me and the boys at 3 a.m. looking for beans or something like that. And I don't know, it's just such a weird sense of humor, but it's still funny to us when we look at it, even though the older generations might think, what the fuck?
Right, there's no connection to the humor. It's utterly nonsensical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A callback to Dadaismus. Dadaism, I think. Callback to Dadaism. But that's a, I think, defining factor of a lot of humor on the internet, is that it's taken from a root point, which usually is a conversation someone has had on the internet that has gone viral to a certain degree, and then it's being transformed by a whole bunch of people into something else, and it happens much more rapidly. And I think memes, controversial opinion time. What's your opinion on the statement, memes are like huge internet insiders?
I think that is not wrong when it comes to memes that have become popular in the last, like, maybe 5-ish, maybe even 6 years-ish time, I would say. Like, right when memes started to go from, like, I don't know, but, like, pictures of people. Or, like, pictures of cartoons, like Pepe the Frog and stuff like that. Like, was last seen in, like, 2015, 2016-ish, and now it's just like just random things, like just objects or something.
Interestingly enough, if you want to have a sad fun fact, Pepe the Frog as a meme was in fact co-opted and taken by the right-wing part of 4chan. And it is it's now literally a dog whistle for Nazis to identify each other in an internet space, and that is the demise of Pepe the Frog as a meme. That is why we don't see him as humorous anymore, and he's literally done a cultural, social shift from being funny to being a right-wing nationalism, like, symbol.
Well, I think that also goes to show how memes are internet insiders as well, even if they are not considered memes anymore, right?
Absolutely.
Or we have this loss meme.
Like,
when you wouldn't understand what it is when you just see the picture itself, but when you have the context of other loss
memes,
memes.
Do you want to explain the whole idea behind the loss meme?
I actually don't know. I just recognize loss memes.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
So I'm the internet historian. No, there's actually an old Tumblr, I think, comic that is I'm not entirely sure if it was from an ongoing comic or if it was just a four-panel comic that stood by itself, but it's about this dude rushing into a hospital, talking to a doctor, and then later seeing his wife on, like, her deathbed. It's actually quite sad. It's titled Lost because he's losing his wife, and the panels are sort of structured in a way where it's a square, and it's separated into four smaller squares. And there's one person upright in the first panel, two people upright in the second panel. We read it from left to right. Then we go to the bottom left, where there's two people in a panel again that are also upright. And then the last panel is the man standing and the woman laying. So it's one person being vertical, one person being horizontal. And what happened over time, for no apparent reason, is that people would recognize the structure in images and would refer to it as loss. Because it would just be universally the one person upright, two people upright, two people upright, and then one person vertical, one person horizontal. And this became a thing where people would just find a picture and just comment loss, or just comment if you know, you know, or just comment like dots, and people would instantly recognize it. But there was also a huge crowd that was alienated, and it was the funniest shit to people. But that's the origins of the loss meme.
Well, I haven't seen this meme, so I'm one of those people that were alienated from it because I've never seen it before. And I would say I spent a not so tiny
time on the internet.
On the internet, so maybe I just didn't see it for whatever reason. Maybe I just go online on weird times.
I think it's also a thing about how quickly niches build on the internet, and so you have humor niches as well. And so, like, let's take TikTok for example. You have straight talk, and you have like queer TikTok, and you have frog TikTok, and you have curse TikTok, and there's so many different categories. And there's quite literally been a trend on TikTok where people would be like, let's categorize everything into micro categories. And I think internet humor has also caused us, and internet existence has caused us to put our humor into these micro niches, because it's separated us in a way where we rely on such obscure humor that it is funny to a very niche group of people, and memes have diversified so much in comparison to the old ones. Maybe we want to talk some more about old memes.
back in the days.
back in the old days
when I was, I don't know, like 14, 15, so 6 years ago, we had this app called Vines.
Vine, yeah.
The Vines are the memes, or the Vines, whatever. Okay, so yeah, Vines are seven second clips, and they are funny in their own ways. Like, we have this introduction, I don't know whether we will leave it in or not, with, hi, my name is Sof, and I'm 19, and I don't know how to read and stuff, stuff like that. But we also have, his name was Adam Sanders, and he just warped around and just followed people and started narrating their everyday moves. Like, we have been following this person in her natural habitat this whole time, and she is walking down the street, and I don't know, just like normal shit like that, and just narrating her movements and stuff, and it just was funny to me. I don't know why, but it just made my day.
I think Vines have such a unique longevity.
For sure, because...
Because no one talks about 2012 memes anymore.
No.
No one's like, oh, fucking... The angry rage kid is now still a thing, you know?
Yeah,
but Vines, everyone still quotes Vines.
Yeah.
If I go, ah, you almost made me drop my baguette.
Yeah.
People still know that.
Free Shabakadu.
Right, exactly. And, like, I don't... I can't for the life of me think of, like, a Vine... That is a callback where it's got two parts, but you know when you like scream out something and everyone like ends with the rest of it, like people chime in with the other part of it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But I think I'm not educated enough on Vines.
It's like do you know the one that's like there is only one thing worse than a rapist. Boom!
A child.
Exactly!
Yeah,
a child.
Yeah.
Right! And that's the sort of thing that I think is really cool about Vines, and also generally really cool about internet humor, is that it connects you, as much as it's really diversified, it also connects you in really fun ways with people you usually wouldn't connect to. And maybe, as a closing part, we can talk a little bit about the idea that humor is generally really unifying. I think humor is a thing that brings people together in a fun way, and I think that's always a fun thing. But for us in particular, it brings us together with people all over the world, and I think that's fascinating.
It's true.
It's you probably all have internet friends, and maybe we have like an anecdote about an internet friend that we could relate to in some kind of way through jokes.
Yeah, I don't really have internet people I talk to now, but I like had when I was like, I don't know, like 16-ish, like when I still went to school and stuff, and I don't really have any like anecdotes about them because I never spent that much time online except for like when we did not in fact share the same kind of humor and
right.
kind of don't get along
like
so not really
girl.
But like
yeah.
it's kind of maybe you say something that they will think is like like hateful or stuff,
right.
but it's not
meant that at all.
Yeah, for sure. So
I don't know if you know this video of a guy swinging a whip in like a super cool way or something, and the comment section is just, oh yeah, I remember this in the good old days when we still had whips and stuff.
People were gonna be horny.
No, it was more like black people and white people coming together, remembering the good old days or like the days where they were.
Oh my god. That's a touchy subject.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
they were like all. They all made jokes
about it.
Emojis like the grandpa, or the grandma, or the black grandma, and the grandpa.
Yes, I know that one.
Yeah.
Wow,
and I just think it's so funny that they all really come together and the whole comment section is just this,
other
comments.
Right.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, that is funny. So I feel like our time is up at this point. I really enjoyed talking to you guys, so like thank you for
Me
being
too.
My conversational
thank you.
Partner.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Being
our host.
Thank you, your host.
That's true.
Thank you for talking to me on the podcast. Didn't
we
already say that?
Like,
yeah,
oh
my god.
I didn't want to talk to you, but
I understand that. Yeah,
yes, I hate you guys.
Oh no,
I
hope
I will.
Absolutely.
I mean, I chose this group, but still,
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. You really made the wrong choice here.
Yeah,
regretfully
I did.
So, but like, sucks to be you. Anyway, so
it sounds like a me problem.
I was about to say it sounds like a you problem. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast, at least to the degree that you can enjoy a school podcast. And I will certainly have to talk to you during the review of this podcast in class. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.